If worship is the highest form of spiritual warfare, the workplace must come a close second. Loving your wife, getting to work on time, doing a good day's job, all are forms of spiritual warfare because the enemy wants you in dissension at home and at work. He wants you to be sloppy about keeping your word, about doing a good job and arriving on time, so he can accuse and discredit you at every available opportunity. And sometimes, let's face it, he's making a pretty good job of it. Unless we come back to what the scripture tells us, we're doomed to a life of mediocrity and failure. God is with us and he wants us to succeed. We are his ambassadors and he wants us to act like royalty. We may be training for reigning, but we can practice it while we're here. So what does the Bible have to say about working for someone? Colossians 3:22-24 says this: "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not to men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Obey your masters, servants, not with eye service, not just doing the job when you're being watched, nor as men pleasers to please man, but doing the job well because the Lord sees what you're doing. By being an agent for peace, not contention, in the office or workplace, by changing the atmosphere, praying for your boss and your colleagues, whether they get on with you or not, whether they are kind or not, whether they are just and fair or not. We're learning, beloved, to respond in the opposite spirit. And Peter has something to say about this too. Foot in mouth Peter, now at the end of his life, writes in 1 Peter 2:18-20, and I'm using the message here. "You who are servants, be good servants to your masters, not just to good masters, but also to bad ones. What counts is that you put up with it for God's sake when you're treated badly for no reason. There's no particular virtue in accepting punishment that you well deserve, but if you're treated badly for good behaviour and continue in spite of it to be a good servant, that is what counts with God. Nothing comes out the way we expect with God, does it? Turn the other cheek, give to those who take from you, work hard even if they treat you badly, and you'll be rewarded. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." That's Romans again, 12:21. And that could answer a lot of questions right there, and it could take a lifetime to perfect. The kingdom is surely upside down, but once you get the hang of it, you wouldn't live any other way. Life in the spirit, you see, is about displacement. So I've got to ask you, haven't I? How's it working out for you?